Chapter 12. Consolation.
The lawyer stretched out shamelessly upon the stone, and the sunlight warmed his skin. He thought of the newspaper stand and laughed. He looked at his battered shoes and laughed harder still. It felt good to laugh. He only wished the beagle were here to laugh with him. Just then the beagle exploded through the trees as though his thoughts had called her, and in her teeth was the biggest rabbit the lawyer had ever seen. She dropped it at his feet and hung her head, panting in exhaustion. Before the lawyer could utter a word, a burly bearded hunter burst through the brush in exactly the spot where the beagle had appeared. Wearing a tartan plaid wool shirt and a pair of denim overalls, the hairy hunter shouted excitedly,
"My hounds and I were hunting for hare when this one jumps out of the bush, and before I raised my rifle or wink, your hound appeared out of nowhere and snatches the hare in her teeth on a dead run. 'Twere a marvellous sight it were."
Gesturing to his own dogs, he said,
"My hounds and I tracked your hound to here."
The hunter then removed his hat and, gathering such formality about himself as he could muster, asked,
"Might the wee hound be purchased from you today?"
"Do you have a knife and matches?"
asked the lawyer.
"Aye,"
answered the hunter anxiously.
"Knife and matches I can lend, but will you be selling the hound for just a knife and a fire?"
The lawyer sat up slowly.
"Friend,"
he said,
"I can offer you only a dinner of roasted rabbit."
The lawyer looked the hunter straight in the eye.
"Because this beagle cannot be purchased at any price."
Gathering what little strength he could muster, the lawyer wobbled to his feet and smiled.
"Will you stay to dine with us?"
Looking now with grave concern at the frail lawyer and the dog, the hunter asked,
"How long's it been since your last meal?"
The lawyer told him their story as the hunter prepared the rabbit and the fire. When the lawyer finished speaking, the hunter remained silent for a while. Then, speaking more to himself than to the lawyer, he turned and looked with deep curiosity at the beagle.
"But why wouldn't a hungry hound have eaten the hare instead of bringing it here?"